Today, Sam Selikoff is back on the show, and we talk about my favorite place, New York City. Let's get into it. Hey, before I roll today's episode, here's my real-time update on what I'm working on. I'm recording this update on March 8th, 2024. Well, if you've been following my story heading into this year, then you know I'm in a transition phase. I'm exploring some new directions to take in my business. And this month, I decided to come back to my roots and focus my energy on what I do best, and that's building new products. So I've launched what I'm calling a product studio, and I'm calling it Instrumental Products. It's where I get to partner with fellow founders, creators, and SaaS companies on taking new product ideas from concept to launched. And, you know, since I'm a full stack designer and developer, my focus now is on continuously building new software products and continuing to grow that muscle. Sometimes I'm building products with clients, sometimes with partners, and building some new products of my own to grow out my portfolio at Instrumental Products. And as always, I love to build in public on my YouTube channel and on Twitter and, you know, share the process of taking new product ideas to life. So that's what I'm up to, building products in public. And I'm still running my SaaS product, Clarity Flow, which is doing its thing this year. All right, so that's my update. You can follow along with me on Twitter. I'm at CastJam. I'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback for anything I'm working on, especially this show on the podcast. And with that, let's get into today's show. So my friend Sam Selikoff is back on the show today. We continue our conversation, which we recorded on December 15th, 2023. In this one, we talk all about one of my favorite places on earth, one of my favorite cities. And of course, I'm talking about NYC, New York City. I'm from New York. I grew up in Long Island, New York, and then I lived in NYC for a number of years, but I haven't lived there in over 10 years. And actually, Sam is living there now, living and working from the New York City of 2024. So we got into what that looks like, what the lifestyle is like today, and also like kind of like what the software tech and startup scene looks like. Yeah, really great wide-ranging conversation. One of my favorite kinds on this podcast where we get to talk about life away from our screens and the places that we live and where we come from. So here we go. Here is that conversation where Sam and I talk all about NYC. Let's go. So I'm back here with Sam Selikoff. Great to connect with you again. We're going to continue our conversation. And, you know, I'm always looking for topics for this Open Threads podcast with people to talk about something about their lives outside of work, away from the screens. You are in NYC. I used to live in New York. I was born in New York, grew up there as well. So I don't think I've done an episode yet where we do a deep dive on what it's like to live a life in New York City.
It's the greatest city in the world, just like Hamilton says, you know?
Where are you, by the way? Where in the city?
I'm in the West Village.
Okay, nice. It's fun down there.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Yeah, I actually was born in Rochester, okay. So upstate.
I thought you were from Lakes. Florida.
And then I moved to Florida when I was 10 and lived there for 13 years. Oh, okay. So I kind of spent half my childhood in upstate New York, half of it in Florida, then went to Boston for grad school and just progressively went to bigger and bigger cities. And it took me a while to realize, oh, I'm actually a big city person. Like, I love it here.
Yeah. You know, I feel like our industry, like all my, I mean, you know, friends are like all over the place, but I feel like New York has like the least number of people that I know in our industry live there. All my friends that I grew up with and stuff are still in the New York area, right. But like my internet friends, like there's rarely someone who's living in Manhattan. It seems like
there's quite a few JavaScript folks I know here. And when I first moved here, I moved here in 2015. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were meetups every night that were huge. Yeah. I felt like it was awesome. It felt like you could go to a meetup on a Thursday night and it felt like a conference. You know what I mean?
Do you find every week? In terms of like the scene in our software industry, do you find in New York City and in Manhattan, is it Is it more like, so the people who go to these meetups and stuff, is it more people who are like employed at companies as engineers, or is it like, and I mean, I know that there's a big startup scene in New York, but I feel like that's like a funded startup scene for the most part.
Yeah, it's a little different. There's lots of
You're not
going to
see a lot of like the microconf crowd.
Yeah, the microconf crowd, I would say, is different, but Jordan Singer is a guy I met at a meetup recently. His company's in Brooklyn, and he's doing a bunch of stuff. His company got acquired by Figma, but they were bootstrapped. And I feel like there's a lot of that kind of vibe, like this kind of front end. The JavaScript people I know who have companies here, there's a lot of interesting consultancies here. It's kind of all over. But New York is huge, man. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to forget. It's massive. So it's harder to find sometimes than you would think, or maybe that is in a San Francisco. But lots of companies with headquarters here. You know, the Google building is right up the street. And I mean, there's a ton of engineers there.
I was living
I
lived in Brooklyn and I lived in Astoria for a little while and and Long Island City for a bit there. And
nice. Where in Brooklyn did you live?
I was in Prospect Heights.
Oh, nice part.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Right near the park.
Park is beautiful down there. Mm-hmm. My first year I was over in Williamsburg and then Brooklyn's great. Williamsburg's awesome, but I was coming into Manhattan for the meetups for work because Ted's office was in Soho. Fell in love with like the west side of Manhattan and
Lower
Manhattan.
Oh, it's beautiful down there. Yeah.
And it's just so central too. So I've been here in the West Village for the last 7 years.
That's
it's
cool.
Awesome.
I started my professional career working for a web design agency. It was like a boutique agency. They're still around called Squeaky Wheel Media. They moved down to Chelsea, but when I was there, it was in Midtown. So I was like commuting in from Brooklyn and Queens into Midtown. Not super fun, but.
The one thing I'll say that sucks about New York, especially moving from Boston. So I didn't grow up a sports guy. I know you're a sports guy, but I went to college at UF where we had like Tim Tebow and won two national championships in basketball and football. Fell in love with like college football and sports. And so that's where my college loyalties developed. After that, I moved to Boston for 4 years. Patriots won, the Red Sox won, the Celtics got into the finals, and the Bruins won too. So I became like a Boston sports fan. And it was awesome living in Boston because it's such an important part of the city. You know, it reminds me of probably cities like Philly or, you know, Minneapolis with the Vikings. Like those towns have it's just an important part. You know, when the Red Sox are playing because you get on the tee and everyone's wearing their hats.
Well, you're in New York now. I mean, where's the Knicks championship?
Nothing in New York. There are no sports teams. I just want one.
There's no sports teams in New York.
We got KD coming to the Nets, and I'm like, finally? No, didn't happen. He like broke his ankle.
Yeah, but New
Yorkers
don't care about the Nets. Nobody likes the Nets.
They don't care. I know. And
we like the
owner of the Knicks. The owner of the Knicks doesn't care about anything because the MSG will always sell out. Every single time.
It's true. So I saw a list of the highest average ticket price in the NBA. And like the Knicks are always in like the top five.
It's
even
ridiculous.
Even when they're like
the
terrible.
Knicks suck.
You know?
They suck.
Yeah. And now they're getting there okay, like right now. But
It's painful, man. But
I'm not even a huge sports fan, but I am a big Knicks and Mets fan. I feel like a lot of sports fans these days are like all sports and they follow the whole league. They follow all these players across the NBA. I only watch Knicks games and Mets games.
Yeah,
essentially,
that's basically how I'm too. I watch a lot of NFL, but the Celtics. I like watching the Celtics because they're my NBA team. But
so what's because the other thing about New York is when I lived there, it was like it was before Uber. It was before like probably the big rise of remote. Although I was working remotely, but it was before the whole like co-working scene. Where are you working most days? Are you working at home?
So
or are you going out?
So when me and Ryan started EmberMap, we got a WeWork near like North Chelsea, Penn Station area. And that's where my like gym was that I was going. And that was awesome. WeWork was awesome. We had such a good time there. I miss having that space because, you know, I met friends there. I went on dates there. Like there was a cop. It was just gorgeous. And that was fun having that office space there. And you just do the whole like Midtown commute thing. And it was nice, you know. So that's kind of what we did for a few years. And then COVID happened and like we were the only company left. Like we would go into our office and everything was just like empty glass windows. We were like, all right, this kind of sucks now. Because I love being in the office. I love talking to people. And so I miss that working from, you know, for myself. Like that was the thing I missed the most was all my friends at TED.
Yep.
And so now we have an office in my apartment here that he comes in because he lives over in Jersey now, his wife and kid. He lives in West New York, so he kind of comes over on a ferry and a couple days a week. But yeah, that was fun. I mean, I loved all that stuff. And it's coming back in like the meetups and the events. I mean, a lot of that stuff is back now. But yeah, during COVID, I stayed all during COVID in Manhattan and New York City and stuff. And it was definitely like different, but there was still plenty to do. You just had to know where to look.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, real quick. This podcast is sponsored by Instrumental Products. That's my product studio, where I and my small crew, we take new product ideas from concept to launched. I'm a full stack product designer and developer, and I love collaborating with fellow founders, creators, and SaaS companies to bring that spark of energy into new product ideas. Think of Instrumental Products as your shortcut to shipping that next idea and getting it into the hands of your customers as efficiently as possible. Got something to ship? Let's talk. Visit instrumentalproducts.com to learn more. I feel like there are all these like all these services now that like make quality of life so much better in New York than when I lived there. I mean, like,
oh man,
you know, when I was there, like there was like, you know, there was no Uber. It was just like cabs and subways. I remember the subway had no Wi-Fi, and now I think,
dude, subways have Apple Pay now. You don't even have to buy a card anymore. Dude. I go on the subway and I just, as I'm walking in stride, I just do my Apple Watch.
It is a whole new world down there,
and it opens up. So yeah, there's a lot of parts of the city that are still stuck in the 50s.
Like all that was not there.
City Bike is amazing. My gym now is Chelsea Piers. Did you ever make it to Chelsea Piers?
Yeah, I've been down there. Yeah.
They have that big gym complex.
Yeah, the big complex. Center. Yeah, like the golf. Yeah, and driving the golf range. And all that.
Yeah, exactly. That gym is like, I think it's one of the best gyms in the world. They have a boxing ring. They have like an indoor volleyball court. They have rock climbing wall. There's a track. There's like tons of gym equipment. So that's been my latest favorite thing. And to get there, I have a City Bike right outside my door, and you just get on it, pop over. I'm right on the water, so I go to the West Side Highway. There's that little thing. So I either ride my longboard or a City Bike up to the gym, and I'm there in like 8 minutes. Everyone's on Twitter posting all this gym stuff that they're getting for Christmas. I'm like, I have a freaking pro sports complex 8 minutes away. Like, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
I got it all in my garage here in the suburbs, you know. But I lived in LIC with my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and we had a subscription to what was called Zipcar. That was our thing.
Oh, sure.
That's how we escape. We, you know, and it was like parked at our building, so we can just like, you know. So you don't have a car there, right?
I don't have a car, no. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite things. And I love it. I mean, I walk everywhere. I just use bike or longboard. And then, well, now there's Turo, which is really cool. I can pop over to Hoboken. And
I don't even know what that is.
Turo is like Airbnb for cars. So people have their Maseratis, their Teslas, you know, their 4Runner, whatever you want. And you just pull it up, and then sometimes they can deliver it to your apartment, or I can just hop on like the path or something and pick up their car and shoot out the city.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. Don't have to even sit in Manhattan traffic. It's funny. People moved to New York, and this took me a while. It's both like the most convenient place to live and also the most difficult. And if you're not willing to spend money to make your life easier, you're going to hate New York City. You're going to hate living in Manhattan or New York City. But
what are your hacks in New York? How do you make New York great?
Getting people to do your laundry.
Yeah.
Getting a maid to come. I don't even own a vacuum cleaner because my cleaning lady comes with a vacuum cleaner. You know what I mean?
You're delivering you're getting the groceries delivered
Totally. I get factor meals delivered once a week. They're all made by a chef. I just put them right in my fridge, man. And so that's what I do at home. And then I eat out a bunch with my friends and stuff. There's so many little things you pick up that make life a lot easier here. And if you try to like do a burb, like I lived in Vermont for a year. If I tried to live like I did in Vermont in New York City, I would not like it.
I'll be honest, like it might be some of this like quality of life stuff, all these different services and stuff that's around now. But I think for both my wife and I, the lifestyle here in the suburbs like really kind of suits us better. Like, and I love
You have kids too, right?
Now we have kids, but we moved out here before kids too. But For us, like a lot of the lifestyle stuff, like, I don't know, like just coming here and having so much space and, and being like, able to like, and we drive, like we do so many trips we take vacations and stuff, but we also just drive all the time and just being able to get out and drive and And like,
yeah, it's funny because whenever I visit my friends, like I have a buddy in San Diego, I just saw him. He had a kid and it's like, let's go get some tacos. And like, we go out and get in a car. I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Getting into a car
I know, yeah.
and then driving 10 gross. Minutes and getting out. I like, my body hurts. You yeah. know, I just walk everywhere.
I mean, you can't get, you can't beat like the energy of walking around New York City. And it's, yeah. and it's, oh, it's yeah, really, yeah. it, I feel like so many cities in the world are exactly the same. Like you can go between like, I don't know, like Philadelphia and like Houston.
Or, yeah.
Chicago's, I love Chicago too.
But Chicago's like, great. Chicago's
but they,
great.
But like a lot of these cities, you know, like Denver or like wherever, it's like you could be in any of them. Atlanta, like Starbucks.
Yes.
You know, McDonald's.
Yes.
Like yep. it's all the same.
Yep.
And even like the way mm-hmm. that like the city blocks are laid out. But New York is different. There's just something like you're walking around and it's different. There's a
you're
different
you're seeing
feel.
Crazy stuff. You're,
yeah,
you know,
you're seeing and, old. There's all the new fancy stuff like mixed right in with like the old, like
totally.
Unbelievable,
it's
like
busted,
architecture,
backward yeah. civilization. Yep. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's true, man. It's like I remember one trip I was coming back and I was exhausted. It was a week somewhere and I was like so tired. It was like Sunday night. And I was like, I can't wait to get home and go to bed. And it's like the plane, you kind of see the skyline. And I'm mm-hmm. like, ooh, I like literally get
oh,
tingles.
It's great.
The plane's coming down. My friend's like, Coldplay is having a pop-up concert in Williamsburg. Get over here. I'm like, all right, I'm going. yeah. There, I'm back, you know. But I think it is a season of life thing for sure. I mean, yeah. you know, living in a city. I could see myself living here for the rest of my life for sure. But I can also understand if I get married and had kids and wanted them to grow up around nature, you know. But I have a friend who's raise their kids. He lives up in Chelsea. We go to the gym together. His kids are awesome.
One of my best friends growing up, they still live in the Upper West Side with their kid yeah. and everything. And yeah. yeah, it's great.
So I love that idea, but that it gets more complicated with kids. You have to have more money for sure, but yeah. people thread that.
I mean, that's
so
actually
we'll
what
see.
I was going to ask you too. Even, you know, you don't have kids, but like the cost of New York, like how is that?
You just close your eyes.
You just close your eyes. Just do it. Yeah.
And you swipe your credit card. You wake up and you sneeze and it's $100. And you just,
right.
that's it.
Right,
you just
right.
accept it. It's the price of admission. You
I
know?
Mean, do you, how about like just getting back to business a little bit? Do you ever feel like your cost of living is like a hamper on like growth?
Like there's tension between
profitability
my lifestyle and like,
and,
yeah,
and life.
Of course there is, but I love my life. So
yeah, it's worth
it's
it.
A balance. It makes me want to make more money.
Yeah.
So that I can enjoy, you know, and not, yeah, I could, people will tell me that sometimes at business conferences, you could move to Kansas and live in like a box for $500.
Go live in Bali.
Company would be profitable. I was like, I don't want to live in Kansas.
Right.
I don't want to live, I want to live where I live, you
yeah.
know, but no, definitely you have to, it's something you have to be aware of course, but fortunately we've been able to make it work so far. And yeah, so
it's good stuff.
It's ridiculously expensive. Of course it is. It's ridiculous,
yeah.
but you don't move
but
to Manhattan.
Honestly, like
to save
a lot
money.
Of stuff is too. Like even yeah. living here and like, you know, like we wanted to get out of the city and like, so then the questions were like Long Island, Jersey, Westchester, mm-hmm. and like all three of those. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Long Island. I was like, I do not mm-hmm. want to live in I really think that, I actually think that Long Island, New York is the worst value. Your money.
It's like the worst set of trade-offs from
it's,
all those places.
It's insanely expensive.
Right. Still
for,
super expensive.
For like super cramped and crowded and
yeah.
a lot of places pretty old and run down, but still super expensive.
Right.
And like, it's just, and you're stuck in traffic everywhere to get out anywhere. It's the worst.
Yeah. Screw that.
But
no,
so,
I mean,
so then we, it, but we, there, we went
some
to Connecticut.
You save money.
We went yep. to Connecticut and now we're a little bit further out, but we used to live in Norwalk, Connecticut, which is a 45-minute train ride into Midtown Manhattan. And,
no problem.
And we're like, now we're about 40 minutes from the border of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends who live just across the border in Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference in value, not only taxes, but the property values
yeah.
is unbelievable,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that's the other sick thing. Because I live in Manhattan, not only do I get the New York state tax, there's a New York City tax.
Yeah, yeah.
So me and Ryan have always split everything straight down the middle. He lives 30 minutes across the Hudson River in West New York. And the difference in what we earn every year is, I just, again, close your eyes.
We have friends who have a house that is like half the size of ours. They're paying triple our taxes and triple
oh, sure.
the property tax, you know, the property yeah. price, you know. It's yeah. crazy.
But it's nice not to have a car. That's the one savings. I'm always like, that's the consolation. I don't have any car payments or car insurance. It is nice.
Yeah.
Again, you don't move to Manhattan to save money. It's a consumption good, right? So it's something I value and I find worth spending my money on.
True.
Yeah.
It's fun now, like every time we go into the city, because I feel like a tourist again. You know, we
do. Dude, come down next time you come. You better let me know, man. I'll show you a great time in my hood. There's so many good places to eat around here. Go out to drink. I'm gonna go to Smalls tonight for a date, and we're gonna go get some dinner. So see some jazz music.
There you go.
I'll show you a good time.
That's great. Yeah, we got to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, Sam. This was fun. Great to connect again. And I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much.
That does it for today's episode of the Full Stack Founder Podcast. As always, the show notes include links to the YouTube channel for this podcast, where you can catch these full interviews on video, and my YouTube channel. That's where I'm building products in public. See you next week. Thank you.